This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com. The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. You didn't have clips. We came to almost not being on the air. I had a power surge in my studio. Almost could not connect, but we did connect with seconds to go because the great Chris Campbell came through on his end and got us all connected. Good job. Good job. Democrats can't hide crazy. They're crazy. They're absolutely out of their minds. And I've got a commentary coming out in Thursday's Las Vegas Review Journal, as well as newspapers all over this great country, that I think you ought to hear. I'll start the show with it. Democrats can't hide crazy. Back in November, I predicted all of this. I wrote my most controversial column ever after the GOP had lost the House. I predicted the big winner of the November midterm was President Trump. And I'm sure some of you thought I was stark raving mad. Maybe all of you. Certainly most of you. But my November prediction has proven 100% correct. Back then, I predicted putting Democrats in charge would embarrass them, expose them, destroy them. Suddenly, the craziest and most radical Democrats could no longer be hidden. They'd be out in the media. They'd be out in the open. They'd be in head of congressional committees. They'd be standing in front of microphones. Democrats winning the House was the best thing that ever happened to Trump. I was on the money. Have you seen the latest polls? President Trump is at 52% approval at Always Accurate Rasmussen, 52%, the highest since his inauguration week. Yes, Trump is the most popular he's ever been after the longest government shutdown in America's history. It's all happening exactly as I predicted. The more Democrats appear in the media, the more popular Trump becomes. Democrats are in charge. They can't hide. They're crazy. It's all out in the open for everyone to see. The Democratic Party is dangerous, extreme, reckless, radical, and really, really crazy. Take just this past week. A freshman Democrat, Ilhan Omar, the first Somali-American Muslim congressperson, has been lashing out at Jews in a nonstop anti-Semitic tirade. It was so bad, she was strongly condemned by her own Democrat leadership for her Jew hatred. She called Israel evil. She defends ISIS. She would like to cover up Israel on the world map. She says there's no difference between Israel and Iran. She accuses Jewish groups of bribing Congress. She sounds like someone who would be more at home in the Congress of Iran than America. The Democrats who run Virginia are trying to stop her. Are trying to top her. The governor of Virginia chose KKK hoods and blackface for his medical school yearbook. The attorney general wore blackface and had to resign from the leadership role in a major national attorney general organization. The lieutenant governor is accused of rape and sexual assault by two credible women. And let's not forget the governor and Democrat senators tried to pass a bill allowing abortion at the moment of birth or even after the baby is born. Yes, I said after the baby's born, they're willing to kill him or her. This is mass murder glorified as pro-woman by the Democratic Party. But I've saved the best for last. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is the new queen of crazy. She just released her Green New Deal. It sounded like a Saturday Night Live comedy routine or a parody by The Onion. But the joke was on Cortez. She's demanding total economic security for those unwilling to work. Trains that fly over the ocean. The end of all air travel. No more cars, boats, or military vehicles if they use gas. She wants to knock down every building in America. And she wants to end cow farting. I kid you not. Now I know why Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and her fellow Democrats wore white at the State of the Union. Clearly, they were all given a day pass from Bellevue Mental Hospital in Manhattan earlier in the day. But please, crazy Democrats, just keep talking. Just as I predicted, you're the best thing to ever happen to President Trump. You are his re-election insurance policy. You're talking Trump into a landslide. My commentary coming out Thursday in the Las Vegas Review Journal and newspapers around the country, syndicated by Creator Syndicate, and headlined, Democrats Can't Hide Crazy. Okay, more big news of the day. Mitch McConnell brilliantly has decided to hold a Senate vote on Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's Green New Deal. I want to see which Democrats openly, publicly vote to end all cow farting. I can't wait to see the results. Because you've ended your careers. You're over. Your history. I want to see Kamala Harris. I want to see Cory Booker. I want to see Elizabeth Warren. I want to see candidates for president vote against plane travel, for trains to fly over the ocean, for every building to be knocked down, and the abolishment of cow farting. Mitch McConnell's going to put pressure on all of them. Good job, Mitch, for once in your life, or twice in your life. You got a Supreme Court nominee through. So at least you did something in your life of value. And after days of silence, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez doubles down on Congresswoman Ilhan Omar's anti-Semitic comments. She tweets out, I'm proud of Ilhan, that she raised the issue of lobbyist money in politics. No, excuse me, Alexandria, she raised the issue of Jewish lobbyist money in politics. Because last I checked, Tom Steyer and George Soros and Bill Gates and Warren Buffett and all the environmentalist groups and all the climate change liars and frauds and all the people lobbying for no wall, including the Mexican drug cartel, are lobbying the hell out of you. But you just supported a Jew hater and anti-Semite. This is today's Democratic Party. Crazy. And liberals go berserk after Trump calls on Ilhan Omar to resign. Just this morning, Trump called on Congresswoman Omar, the woman who should be in the Parliament of Iran, to resign over her continued and blatant anti-Semitism, saying there's no room for that in Congress. What she said is so deep-seated in her heart that her lame apology, that's what it was lame. This is Trump talking. She didn't mean a word of it. Wow, great stuff. Was just not appropriate. I think she should resign from Congress, frankly, but at a minimum, she shouldn't be on a committee, certainly not the House Foreign Affairs Committee. But Democrats left her on the committee, even though they condemned her and demand she apologize, and then her apology was BS. Her apology was an attack on Jews and the NRA and the oil and gas industry. And then all the liberals came out attacking Trump. Here's Alyssa Milano. This is a joke, right? This is a joke, right, she says. And then Candace, I mean, these are all people on Twitter. I have no idea who she is. Candace, yes, that Candace, says, calling all spineless, worthless Democrats, your colleague is under attack by a racist serial adulterer who had committed several acts of sexual assault. Stand up for her and defend her or you will lose voters. Wow. Another person, Shannon, says, F you, Pelosi. Then another one says, seriously, F you, Donald Trump. Let this orange racist ass resign first. Anyway, you get the idea. Democrats are losers. More news. MSNBC admits Senate Democrats agreed there is no evidence of collusion. This just out. Senate Democrats agree there's no evidence of Russian collusion. MSNBC just broke an exclusive report telling viewers Democrats on the Senate Intelligence Committee agree with Republicans there is no evidence of collusion between Trump's campaign and Russia. Notice they said no direct evidence. That's because Democrats would still have you believe there's a pattern that suggests collusion, but they just can't prove it. Democratic Senate investigators spoke to NBC News on condition of anonymity. Did not dispute Burr's characterizations that Senator Burr of North Carolina, Republican, but said they lacked context. We were never going to find a contract signed in blood saying, hey, Vlad, we're going to collude. The series of contacts between Trump's associates, his campaign officials, his children, and various Russians suggest a campaign willing to accept help from a foreign adversary, the Democrats say. Democrats love to spin. They need people to believe Trump's guilty, but they got to admit, there is zero proof, zero evidence, no way to go forward, case closed, deal done. Other great news today, California's commie governor, Gavin Newsom, even he had to admit the high-speed bullet train is done. He pulled the plug on the bullet train. The $77 billion bullet train from L.A. to San Francisco is no more. So let me get this straight, Ocasio-Cortez. You think trains are going to fly over the ocean in 10 years, and in the most democratic state in America, they couldn't even make a train go fast from L.A. to San Francisco and San Francisco to L.A., and they blew $77 billion. California Governor Gavin Newsom, C for communist, even he announced on Tuesday, just like Vermont is communist, and they had to pull the plug on any version of government-run health care because it would have bankrupted the state. And California has to now announce they're pulling the plug on the state's massive high-speed rail project from L.A. to San Francisco that was a decade behind schedule and billions in the red. Let's be real, Newsom said. The current project as planned would cost too much and respectfully take too long. There's been little oversight and not enough transparency. Newsom added that while California has the capacity to complete a high-speed rail link between Merced and Bakersfield, there simply isn't a path to get from Sacramento to San Diego, let alone from San Francisco to L.A. Oh, gee, let's build a bullet train from Bakersfield to Merced. Snicker, snicker, snicker. What a joke. The embattled $77 billion bullet train has been an embarrassment for the Golden State, plagued for problems from the start. It was championed by Newsom's predecessor, Jerry Brown. Years behind schedule, latest estimate for completion, 2033. You know, just about the time that pigs will fly and farts are banned from cows and everybody has a union job and people unwilling to work are getting rich and trains are flying over the ocean and all of us are homeless living in tent cities because Alexandria wanted to knock all our homes down. Am I living in a fairy tale? Is this real? Is this really America? These communists are out of their minds. Cuckoo! Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root on behalf of my great buddy, Ron Corey. Ron's one of the most successful businessmen in Vegas. He's living the American dream, and he's written a hot new best-selling book about his crazy and dangerous journey. This Vegas tough guy and former Marine fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes. An entire city tried to frame him and put him in prison for 50 years. But my buddy Ron is so tenacious, he beat them all. And now he's telling the real story, nothing but the facts. Tenacity is the raw story of what it takes to make it in Vegas and the business world with the most colorful and shady supporting cast ever. Ron beat the police, City Hall, and Stage 4 cancer. What are the odds? Only in Vegas. Tenacity is such a wild story. Hollywood now wants to turn Ron's book into a movie. This story is so good. Famous movie actor Michael Madsen of Johnny Brasco is the voice of the audiobook. Go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Corey as a book, ebook, or Kindle. That's Corey, C-O-U-R-Y. Visit his website, RonCoreyAuthor.com. For more details, go to Amazon to order Tenacity today.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, I'm Wade Allen Root for Tangible Investments. Tangible's CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, and featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. The Dow is down 4,000 points since the peak. The Russell 2000 down more than 20%. In 2008, the market fell 55%, more than half your net worth wiped out. You need asset protection now. If you're a qualified client who has ever bought gold or silver before, and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American
Gold Eagle for the retail value of $199. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and could show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000 and go for your free $199 coin.
War now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now on USA Radio Network. I'm your relentless warrior, conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, always Trump warrior, SOB, blue-collar son of a butcher, patriot, capitalist, evangelist, American-made, and proud of it. You can only find a war like this in the good old U.S. of A. Coming to you from the entertainment capital of the world, low-tax capital of America, Las Vegas. I'm a warrior for God, guns, gold, tax cuts, term limits, taxpayers, Trump, and that tall, wonderful wall. I'm an ass kicker, not an ass kisser. I fight for American citizens, not illegal aliens. This comes to you from my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, KBET, founded by the great Edward Stoltz, who gave me my shot in radio. Thank you, Ed. And stations all over this great country, blessed by God, syndicated by USA Radio. And the great Fred Weinberg gave me my shot in national radio. Thank you, Fred. Ed and Fred. I never thought about that. It's the Ed and Fred show. Got my start in local and Ed, my start in national with Fred. We're in the Fordham Resources studio. Fordham Resources is the main title sponsor of the show. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of high-profile oil and gas resources in North America and internationally. U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. That's FTMR. Find out more at FortumResources.com. That's F-O-R-T-E-M, FortumResources.com. We're the most caller-friendly show in America. You can call toll-free from anywhere in the great U.S. of A. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833, numerically, 927-8255. My website's rootforamerica.com. rootforamerica.com. You can find me at Twitter at RealWayneRoot. You can email anytime, WayneRoot@gmail.com. And the places you can find me on national TV in the 8 o'clock East Coast, 5 o'clock West hour, DirecTV, Dish TV, cable systems like Fios, Hughes, Comcast, Xfinity, Newsmax TV Live. You can go to NewsmaxTV.com and click on Watch Live Now. YouTube Live, click on Newsmax, and you'll watch live when my show comes on. Roku, and my show's on two times per day now, 8 p.m. and 1 p.m. Eastern Time, which means 5 p.m. and 10 a.m. Eastern Time. You can find me on radio at usaradio.com. Or if you were locally in Vegas, 790talk.com. You can find me in the TuneIn app. If you have the TuneIn app on your phone, or go online to tunein.com and click in KBDT, and I'm on live, or the Spreaker app, or iHeartRadio on demand 24/7. I mentioned just seconds ago when we were going out that the Senate Intel Committee, Democrats on the Senate Intel Committee, now admit there's no evidence of collusion, or so MSNBC says. And if MSNBC says, you know it's true, they would never admit that unless they knew it to be true. And now a former Trump lawyer slams the Mueller probe and maintains the president will be cleared, knock it off and get it done. The veteran defense attorney, John Dowd, who headed Trump's legal team during a crucial stretch of the special counsel investigation, believes the entire affair will end in silence from special counsel Robert Mueller and called the massive two-year probe into Russian interference in the 16 campaign a terrible waste of time. I don't think there'll be a report. He said, I'll be shocked if anything regarding the president is made public other than we're done. Dowd, 77, left his role as Trump's lead attorney last March over differing views about cooperation with the prosecutors, but after spending nearly a year guiding the president's legal strategy, he forged a close relationship with Trump, continues to speak with him about the Russia probe. One of his most in-depth interviews since departing Trump's legal team, he offered a view of the probe very much in line with that of the president, namely that it lacks merit. I know exactly what Mueller has. I know exactly what every witness said, what every document said. I know exactly what he asked. And I know what the conclusion of the result is, he said, describing sweeping efforts by Trump's legal team to assess the case by speaking to dozens of witnesses. Based on that knowledge, Dowd said, there's no basis, there's no exposure. It's been a terrible waste of time. Dowd's overall view of the investigation, he called it one of the greatest frauds this country's ever seen, echoing Trump's claim it's a hoax or witch hunt, echoing Wayne Root's claim, by the way. In appearances on Capitol Hill, a series of senior administration officials have disputed President Trump's repeated dismissals of the probe. FBI director says, I don't believe Mueller's on a witch hunt. It's pretty funny. Pretty funny. All the people that Trump names, the only problem I have with Trump, the only difference I ever have with Trump, is he's got bad taste in hiring people. The only people he ever hires are ones who go against him. I mean, it's just absolutely ridiculous. This new head of the FBI is as bad as the last head of the FBI. You know why? Because they're all dirty. Everyone who rises to leadership is a Democrat, a big government rhino, which is the same as a Democrat. They believe in government, more Democrat, more government, and their own pensions, their own big, fat, obscene salaries, and their own government employee unions. It's all they care about. It's all the FBI cares about. It's all the CIA cares about. It's all the DOJ cares about. It's all the judges in America care about. The government employee union of big government.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
War now. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is pleased with the tentative budget deal, as is Chairman of the Senate Appropriations Committee. President Trump's reaction to the tentative deal, though?
Am I happy at first glance? I just got to see it. The answer is no. I'm not happy. But am I happy with where we're going? I'm thrilled. Because we're supplementing things and moving things around, and we're doing things that are fantastic and taking from far less, really from far less important areas. And the bottom line is we're building a lot of wall. Right now we're building a lot of wall.
A winter storm is causing thousands of flights to be delayed or canceled from Chicago to New York City, and the Dow closed up 373 points higher to close at 25,426. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, Tony Jones here. The new year's finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their four-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
Make your tax refund go further at Lumber Liquidators President's Day Flooring Sale. Get waterproof flooring up to 40% off. All laminate on sale up to 40% off. Even new AquaSeal water-resistant styles. Or get premium Bellawood solid hardwood from only $369. And let our installation team do the work for you. With special financing and our best price guarantee, you get a quality floor at the best value. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a location.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, there's been so much to talk about on a busy news day. I wish I had a six-hour show, because if I had a six-hour show, I'd get through at least 10% of all the important news that I choose. But I get through like 2% of all the important news that I choose each day. I've got a list, a stack, 100 pages long. I get through five of them in 3 hours. I mean, as an example, I didn't even mention El Chapo found guilty on all counts at trial. Brooklyn jury on Tuesday found Mexican kingpin El Chapo Guzman guilty of running a massive violent trafficking operation that for decades pumped billions of dollars worth of drugs into the USA. He will serve out the rest of his life in prison. His beauty queen wife, by the way, Emma Coronel Aspuro, was in the gallery, flashed him a supportive thumbs up, her eyes welled with tears. And then she walked out, and she had a smile on her face. So I got to think, she was thinking he might get found innocent. If it happens, I better be close to him or he'll kill me. But now that he's in jail for life, I'm just going to walk outside and start dancing in the streets. Because he left me a few million dollars, maybe $100 million or $200 million in some Swiss bank account. I never have to deal with the pig again. The gross, sweaty, fat pig. Worth billions and billions of dollars that kills everybody. She never has to deal with him again, right? So she's happy. She can go screw some novella star now, some handsome, skinny, young novella star. After all, she's famous. She's El Chapo's wife. In any case, I just wonder why it's so simple. With the Senate now offering, how do you even get to this? A lousy, what is it, $1.5 or $1.6 billion of the $5.7 billion Trump wanted, which I thought was stupid to ask for in the first place? $5.7 billion? Why didn't you ask for $25 billion? You're Donald Trump. You got balls. You got 52% approval rating. You're riding high. What are you settling for? 5.7, why are you settling? Why would you ever settle now for 1.6 or 1.7 or whatever the hell they're offering? Whatever humiliating, embarrassing, ridiculous counteroffer they've made. But in the meantime, El Chapo's sitting there. You've seized $14.8 billion of his assets. Sell them off and apply that to the wall. You do it all the time. You know, cops all over this country constantly seize drug addicts, drug dealers, cars, homes, boats, planes, and they sell them off. They don't put them in the general budget. They apply them to specifically their police budget in their city. Why can't we get the $4.8 billion of assets seized from El Chapo and apply it directly to the wall? Why not? We should. And Ted Cruz is asking for that right now. Ted Cruz calls on the Senate to pass El Chapo law to fund the Trump border wall. 55,000 opioid deaths a year. Thousands of illegal alien homicides. Why not pass it right now? It's Cruz's bill, but Wayne Root called for it first. He called it the El Chapo Act. It's a good name. Is that a reason in the world we should not use El Chapo's money? All right, some other interesting news of the day. Who was the guy bold enough, the only guy in America bold enough in the first moments to say out loud publicly on his national radio and TV shows, Jussie Smollett's a liar. This is absolutely a hoax. This is fraud. This is a lie. Why? Because I knew. It's only a rumor if you hear about two white guys in the streets of Chicago at 2 in the morning. That's a rumor. That's an old joke, and I've always said, too, you know, a Republican on the streets of Detroit is a rumor. Two white guys on the streets of Chicago at 2 in the morning is a rumor. But two white guys wearing a red Make America Great Again Trump hat at 2 in the morning and 20 below zero in an area frequented by prostitutes and drug addicts? What, are you kidding me? With a noose in their hand to hang black men? Are you joking? But wait, it gets better. The best part of all, I tweeted this out today. That isn't even what tipped me off. What tipped me off is his claim that he was walking around the streets of Chicago at 2 in the morning, in the dark, 2 in the morning, 20 below zero, must have been bundled up, his face must have been covered with a hat or the collar of his jacket or a hood, and he claims those two white men with Trump hats at 2 in the morning and 20 below zero saw him and called him the N-word from the TV show Empire. They recognized him instantly. I've never seen him in my freaking life. I never heard his name in my life, Jussie Smollett. I never heard of anyone named Jussie. Now, today, after looking at him, I still couldn't pick him out of a police lineup. So the fact that he said two white guys were on the street of Chicago at 2 in the morning ready to lynch a black man, and they noticed him and immediately called him the N-word and said, I know you from Empire, like he's some famous star. He's a nobody. There's nobody that knows him from Empire. There's no white guys with Trump hats that know Jussie Smollett because no one's ever watched Empire. Guys with red Trump hats don't watch Empire. If they did watch Empire, he's unimportant. They wouldn't recognize him at 2 in the morning, 20 below zero in the dark. And now he defends giving police redacted and limited phone records, protecting the privacy of his high-profile contacts. That's really what he said. Can you believe that? He finally, after weeks, gave the detectives in Chicago his limited and redacted phone records. Police later told ABC News reporters the phone records provided to detectives do not meet the burden for a criminal investigation. Well, of course not. Because he's a fraud. He was never attacked because nobody ever, ever, ever recognized him on the streets of Chicago. I don't care if you're black or white. No one recognizes Jussie Smollett. Was it like, there? Look, there's a lineup. It's Robert Redford, Paul Newman, John Bon Jovi, and Jussie Smollett. Anyone going to pick him out of the lineup? Do you think he's famous? I think black guys in the streets of Chicago would recognize Mitch McConnell before they'd recognize Jussie Smollett. That's saying something, isn't it? Because no one recognizes Mitch McConnell. I'm sure they would think he's just another old man walking on the street with lots of wrinkles. Guy's so wrinkled, he looks like a Shar-Pei puppy. Mitch McConnell, are you sure he's alive? I constantly ask, are you sure he's alive? But at least he's doing something good today. He's setting up this vote on Ocasio-Cortez's Green New Deal. Because he says, I want to give everybody an opportunity to go on record. I got to hand it to Mitch. Lately, I kind of like him sometimes. Sometimes. He wants everyone to go on record because he wants to show all the Democrats running for president. Cory Booker, Kamala Harris, Elizabeth Warren. I can't remember all the names. The one from Minnesota now, Kobach Carr or something like that, whatever her name is. Another liberal, commie, extreme radical nutcase from Minnesota. Running for president. Oh, every loser in the world is running for president for the Democratic Party to see who could lose the biggest to Donald Trump in 2020. But Mitch McConnell's going to put them all on record now that they're voting for an abolition of cow farts, an end to cars, an end to plane flights, no more airplane travel. And if you have a home, it's got to be knocked down. So if you knock down every home and every building in America, do you know how long it would take? How long you'd be living in a tent before they got your home back up again? She wants to knock down every home in America and every building in America. Knock down the Empire State Building. It's not green energy efficient. Oh, my God. So funny. Knock down every building in America. We can all live in tents till they rebuild your house. Guess who'll be first in line? Guess who'll be last? Wayne Root will be last on the line. They're going to rebuild 800 million homes, and Wayne Root will be number 800 million. I'll wait till I'm dead before I get a new house. They're never going to rebuild my home. Listen to me on the radio. No liberal would rebuild my home. They're going to knock down every private property in America, and then they're going to go kill all the cows so that we don't have any cow flatulence. Let's see who votes for this. Now, wait, I want to tell you the funniest thing of all. She said in this Ocasio dream, I'm not allowed to say this word on radio, so I'll say this drizzling, soaking dream of Democrat, liberal, communist, socialist, Marxist. All jobs must be union jobs. She's trying to make every job in America a union job. But here's a great headline. Union leaders warn the Green New Deal may lead to poverty. Members are worried about putting food on the table. So she's so big on unions, she wants every job in America to be a union job. But union leaders are warning everybody in the unions is scared to death of this crazy witch with a B. Oh, my God, she's crazy. Like, ha, 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 crazy. I mean, she's out of her freaking mind. She's absolutely freaking nuts. Take her to Bellevue. Put a straitjacket on Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Find me a good doctor. A good shrink. Crazy woman. Her proposal's about fighting climate change. We've got to stop every car, every plane, every boat. Planes can't fly anymore. Labor unions are warning the Green New Deal proposed by Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is vague and potentially dangerous, you think? Signaling the progressive proposal may be in for even more turbulence following a rocky rollout last week. While conservatives have fiercely criticized the New Deal resolution, Green New Deal, for promising a job to all people in the United States, including those unwilling to work, according to an accompanying document published and later disavowed by Ocasio-Cortez's own office, the pushback from union leaders indicates the progressive proposal has not won over a core element of the liberal base. Speaking to Reuters, a spokesman for coal industry union United Mine Workers characterized her goals as lofty and potentially dangerous to rank-and-file blue-collar workers. In particular, union officials took umbrage at the resolution's call for a fair and just transition for all communities and workers in order to achieve net zero greenhouse gas emissions in 10 years.
Wow.
It's just crazy. Even the unions are scared to death. All right, Newsmax TV, by the way, is the sponsor of this segment of the show, Newsmax TV. We love Newsmax TV. I'm on in the third hour on Newsmax TV. 80 million homes and counting. DirecTV, Dish TV, Fios, Uverse, Comcast, Xfinity. And, of course, you can always go, if you're young, if you're over the age of 50, you have no idea what I'm talking about. If you're young, you go to Roku. But if you have cable and you don't get Newsmax TV, so you can't get Wayne Root, just call this number, 844-500-6397, 844-500-6397. Newsmax will ask you your area code, your zip code, and all that, and you'll tell them, and they'll connect you for free to your cable carrier, local cable system. And you tell them you want your Newsmax TV so you can watch Wayne Root, 844-500-6397. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man, who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy in my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Hey guys, Ted from Russell Stover again. Look, I thought we talked about this already. Valentine's Day is getting close, really close, and you still haven't done anything about it. It's time to put down the dumbbells or the tongs or the video game controller and pick up the Russell Stover heart-shaped box full of chocolates. Valentine's Day is this Thursday, so there is still time, but not much. Please, don't forget. Go! Go now! Russell Stover. Make happy.
War now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
Yeah, that is Trump's problem. There isn't anyone in the Democratic Party could even come close to beating Trump. Nobody. You think Joe Biden's the best choice of Democrats? But there's one person that gave him a run for the money, Michelle Obama. Now, she made a surprise appearance at the Grammy Awards on Sunday, and the entire audience went into shrieking, hysterical meltdown. By the way, it was the lowest audience for the Grammy Awards in decades, maybe in history. Horrible ratings. But the idiots that did tune in are the same type of idiots that vote Democrat. Same type of idiots that love pop culture. Same type of idiots that like listening to rapper music. And just to give an example, that kind of an idiot is Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris actually gave an interview this morning on some urban black radio station where she bragged about doing drugs. She bragged about smoking pot. She said, "I really did inhale. I liked my weed." This is a person who wants to be president of the United States. This is how far America has fallen. First, we got a guy, Obama, who had no qualifications. And every time someone brought up drugs, he would just nod his head and could give a sly smile, right? Yeah, I did them, but he'd never say that. Now we've gone beyond him. Now you want to brag to a black urban audience, "I smoked weed and I liked it and I listened to rappers like Tupac and Snoop Dogg while I smoked it." This is what she said this morning. This is a woman, and remember, Obama had no qualifications for president except he was a community organizer. We all snickered at that. Her qualifications, she slept with Willie Brown. This is how low America's fallen. Your qualification for being president, and before that, United States Senator, is that you slept with Willie Brown while he was married. And you brag about smoking weed and listening to rappers, except she's a liar and a fraud. Because the rappers she bragged she listened to weren't even recording music on the day she graduated college or law school. It was before their time. So she graduated school, and then a couple years later, Snoop Dogg and Tupac started becoming hits on the radio. So there were no hits by them playing when she was smoking her weed. The future president, Kamala Harris. So she lied, completely lied. They caught her in a lie. So that's why you might see Michelle Obama run for president, because they got nothing else. You heard a guest on my show just last week say that he thought Michelle Obama is the front runner for president, and he's predicted every election, he's predicted every single district in every election, and he predicts that Trump would trounce her. But she's the best choice they've got. Because the type of person that votes Democrat wants either Oprah or Michelle Obama, right? It's all about celebrity. It's not about what have you ever actually done in life. But I will say this. Oprah at least accomplished something. I can see somebody that I disagree with their politics and say, I agree they've accomplished something. Come on, Oprah's a very talented, smart, probably brutal businesswoman. She went from, you know, failed anchor woman who got fired because they said, you're too fat, no one will ever like you on TV. And she becomes the king of America, or queen of American TV. And then she makes $1 billion, becomes the richest woman, I think, in the world for someone who works. There are people who inherited wealth who are richer than her, but I believe she's the only one who ever earned her $1 billion as a woman. That's amazing. And then she forms her own TV network, right? Is it called OWN or something like that, or O? She's got her own network. I don't know what the ratings are, but she has a network, and it's been on the air for at least 10 years. So, I mean, she's an amazing woman. So I'll give her that much. I may disagree with Oprah's politics, but she's amazing. What has Michelle Obama ever accomplished? She married Obama? Fordham Resources is the sponsor of this segment of the show. We're in the Fordham Resources studio. They've got the naming rights of the show. They are the title sponsor. They were smart enough to write the big check to be the title sponsor and to get the studio named after them. Fordham Resources, spelled F-O-R-T-E-M, Fordham Resources. And their website's FordhamResources.com, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com. Their stock ticker symbol is FTMR, FTMR. Check them out. They're traded on two global stock exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR, as in Fordham, and then Thomas and Mary and Robert, Fordham, FTMR, Fordham Resources. And Fordham's led by Chairman Mark Bruner, legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from 15 cents a share to $200 a share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. He's worked on, he's overseen contracts with the biggest giants in the oil and gas industry, Halliburton, ExxonMobil, Hess. I can hear liberals fuming. They have over 350,000 acres of high-profile oil and gas resources. More than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. And they own the rights to the City of Gold mining property, 180 square miles. Once again, ticker symbol for Fordham, FTMR. Check them out at FordhamResources.com, F-O-R-T-M, Resources.com. I can just picture the liberals losing their minds because my show is sponsored by true capitalist companies that are in the oil and gas business. Now, we got callers on the line. We got J.D., we got Robert. When I get back, I'll take them to lead off the show. So hang in there, guys. I also want to talk about another death of a woman who accused Bill Clinton's associate of running a sex slave farm. She dies days later in Spain, and the death is ruled a suicide. Isn't it funny how everybody who says everyone who claims to know something about the Clintons and then winds up dead, it's always ruled a suicide. Isn't that interesting? You know, liberals want to call me a conspiracy theorist because I do 99% of my shows about facts in the news, and 1% is asking questions about things that look obviously rancid. So I'm not saying the Clintons murder people. I'm saying how come lots of people that claim they know things about the Clintons wind up dead? I don't know. It's a fair question. All right, Wayne Allyn, Warren Allyn. We'll grab some calls when we get back.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Good.